Trump set to deliver joint address to Congress on renewal of the American dream. By Nick Gilbertson on March 4, 2025. President Donald Trump is set to deliver a joint address to Congress on Tuesday as he works to usher in America's golden age. A joint address to Congress is one of the biggest stages in politics, and Trump shines when the lights are brightest. Whether it be debates, rallies, the Al Smith dinner, or State of the Union addresses, Trump's charm seemingly always beams through when the pressure is highest and is something to watch for on Tuesday as he addresses both chambers just 6 weeks into his presidency. The theme of Tuesday night's address, which is slated for 9 p.m. ET, will be the renewal of the American dream, as Fox News reported. This will be the fifth time Trump has delivered a joint address to Congress, with three of them being State of the Union addresses. Trump notably delivered a similar joint address just weeks into his first term, where he brought a message of hopefulness while flanked by then-Vice President Mike Pence and then-Speaker Paul Ryan, R.Y. Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands. And we will use it to light up the world, Trump said in his opening remarks in 2017. I'm here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength, and it is a message deeply delivered from my heart. A new chapter, applause, of American greatness is now beginning, he continued. A new national pride is sweeping across our nation. And a new surge of optimism is placing impossible dreams firmly within our grasp. Tonight, 8 years later, a show of populism's rise in the Republican Party will be emblematic in camera shots of Trump across network televisions. Rather than Pence and Ryan flanking Trump, it will be populist-minded Vice President J.D. Vance and Trump's trusted House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, who is working to enact the president's agenda legislatively. Trump will bring a variety of guests to the Capitol on Tuesday night. Mark Fogel, a U.S. citizen formerly held captive by Russia until Trump secured his release last month, will be in attendance, the New York Post reported. The Post also notes that the family of Corey Comprator, who was killed at Trump's Butler rally by a bullet intended for the president, will also be guests of Trump's, as will Stephanie Diller, whose husband Jonathan Diller, an NYPD officer, was shot and killed during a traffic stop in March. The Daily Wire reports that January Little John, a mother who rescued her daughter from gender ideology after school officials sought to help her young daughter socially transition, will be another one of Trump's guests. According to the Daily Caller, 19-year-old Peyton McNabb, who has spoken out about being left with a traumatic brain injury after a transgender-identifying man spiked a volleyball into her head, will be a special guest of Trump's too. The speech comes as Trump picks up the pieces left by the Biden administration and works at a breakneck pace to bring investment into the U.S. and enact his America First policies. He has landed major investments into the United States, some of which are worth $500 billion, and as he has enacted much of his agenda through executive action, from the border to protecting women's sports. Trump's return to office and immediate action on the border are already yielding historic results. For example, in February, his first full month in office, U.S. Border Patrol apprehended 8,326 illegal aliens at the southern border, according to U.S. Border Patrol Chief Michael W. Banks. Banks said this is the lowest ever mark for a single month in recorded history. Last month, the 8,326 illegal alien apprehensions were down 94% from 140,641 in February 2024. Trump's remarks will also come as he works to settle the war between Russia and Ukraine after a setback last week when Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's Oval Office outburst disrupted an anticipated mineral deal that would have been a key step toward peace. Polling shows Trump's approval rating is on the rise as he heads into the evening. A Daily Mail JL Partners poll published Monday found his approval rating at 54%, up from 53% a couple of weeks ago. The survey was conducted on February 24 and 25 and included 1,001 registered voters. All eyes will be on the president at the Capitol on Tuesday,